Midnight Express. A flock of birds fly in the hazy yellow sky against a backdrop of tall minaret towers and a large domed mosque. The following is based on a true story. It began October 6, 1970, in Istanbul, Turkey. A slither of golden sun creeps out from behind the clouds, glistening on the water where a tugboat pulls another ship into the harbour. Golden light reflects in the windows of an apartment building by a river. In one of the small apartments, a thin net curtain billows in the gentle breeze. Thick white sticking tape is unravelled from a roll. A length is cut. Bars of hashish, some wrapped in tin foil, are piled up on the bed. A bar of dark hashish, around half a foot long and the thickness of a chocolate bar, is placed on a sheet of foil and carefully wrapped up inside it. Someone compresses the bar with their hands. The same process is done to another block of hashish, and a line of foil-wrapped bars are placed along a length of tape laid out on the bed. A man tightly tapes the hashish around his abdomen, then fixes another row of blocks above it. He tapes a bar of hashish to the side of his chest, then tapes four bars to his lower back. He chucks the roll of tape on the side by a scattering of change and a dollar bill. The young man with grey-green eyes stares at his reflection in the mirror. Stood in just his wife fronts and the handmade vest of hashish, he takes several deep breaths, trying to control his racing heart. At a bustling airport, the young guy who is hiding his eyes behind aviator shades weighs his bag and checks his plane ticket. A man has his shoes shined. Two women wearing headdresses chat together. Anxious, the young guy glances around the airport swarming with people. Guards patrol the room. With a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, the young guy waits in line to have his passport stamped. On edge, he glances round and clocks a guard snoozing, then notices a pretty young woman looking at an old-fashioned birdcage. The woman makes her way over to him.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Nervous?
No.
Geez, I hate flying.
It's something I ate. I think I've been poisoned.
Are you just excited about getting home?
No, I think it's the baklavas.
I told you not to eat them.
Look, I gotta go to the John again. You go on through and I'll catch up to you, okay?
So I'll wait.
No, go. I'll catch up to you. I'll leave you a minute. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
In the bathroom, he rests his shades on the sink and splashes his face with water. He lifts up his sweatshirt and touches the blocks underneath his denim shirt. He quickly pulls down his sweatshirt as someone exits the toilet cubicle. Sheepish, he tries not to make eye contact with them. Alone in the bathroom, he puts on his shades and psychs himself up. A guard at the security checkpoint lights a cigarette. The young American looks anxiously at him, then takes a deep breath and walks in to be checked. As the guard checks the black and white photo in his passport, beads of sweat roll down his skin. The guard flicks a look at the American, then hands him back the passport.
Chanta. Basket.
Under the guard's instruction, he hands over his shoulder bag and the guard rifles through it. Sweat drips down the American's face. On edge, he feeds a strip of gum into his mouth and wipes away his perspiration as the guard continues his search. The guard pulls a frisbee out of the bag.
Fishing.
Frisbee.
Fishing.
Frisbee. You throw it, you catch it. It's a game.
Balloon?
Game.
I love Americana. Baseball.
The guard puts the frisbee back and the young American grabs his bag and makes to leave. The guard stops him and glares at him.
Nocciani.
Perspiring heavily, the American removes his sunglasses. Suspicious, the guard stares at him. The guard nods his head, gesturing to the American that he can leave. The American races out to the plane's shuttle bus and leaps aboard just as the doors are closing. He smirks as the bus pulls away. The American's girlfriend is reading a paper with the headline, "Nixon outraged at Palestinian hijackers." He hurries over to her.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, great. Want a piece of gum?
Sure. Thank you. She did.
What?
Janis Joplin died yesterday.
No.
Overdosed in a Hollywood motel. Never was anyone like Janis.
Never was anyone like you.
Knock it off. You never take anything seriously, do you?
Nothing.
He spots a troop of armed soldiers waiting on the tarmac by the plane. The shuttle bus is ordered to stop, and a guard marches over to the doors.
Baylar ve bayanlar, dikkat edin. Sizin emniyetiniz için uçağa girmeden evvel bir kontrol yapmamız lazım. Lütfen sıraya girin. Erkekler bir sıra, çocuklar ve kadınlar başka bir sıra.
What's he saying?
I don't know. Jesus Christ, they always
do
everything else backwards in Turkey.
The American hides behind one of the seats.
Billy, what's the matter?
Passport.
Oh, no.
Susan, forget it. They'll get to see you on the plane now.
What is it, Billy? What's wrong? Are you sick?
For Christ's sake, just get on that plane now. Go!
Okay.
Billy hurriedly tries to pull off the blocks of hashish. Worried, Susan glances back at him, then makes her way off the bus. A soldier steps onto the shuttle bus and slowly walks towards Billy. The soldier pushes the tip of his gun against Billy's forehead.
Shut it up, man. Looking for my passport.
Autobus then. In him.
Billy hurries off the bus. Outside, people are searched.
Hey, Harry, you better get rid of those grenades.
Searching?
Yeah, I don't. What is this, Turkish security? Oh, God.
Billy's directed to a line of men waiting to be frisked. He walks past the queue, avoiding detection by pulling things out of his bag as though he's already been searched. Keeping his head down, he puts a pair of shoes back in his bag and walks to the plane's steps. As he's about to ascend the stairs, a guard stops him and pulls him to one side. A guard pulls Billy's bag out of his hand and starts to pat down his body. Sweating, Billy stares straight ahead as the guard moves his hands over where the hashish is hidden. The guard puts his hand over Billy's racing heart, then lifts up his sweatshirt and pulls open his shirt.
One more! Hit someone with one!
Get down, get down.
As the passengers cower on the ground, a guard takes a closer look at the packages taped to Billy's stomach. The guard laughs. The passengers get to their feet and a troop of armed police march Billy away. Susan and Billy share a fleeting, fearful look as he's led away and she boards the plane. Billy is frog-marched into a holding room in the airport where guards ransack his bag, smashing anything they come across. A guard pulls open Billy's camera and rips out the film inside. One guard holds up an orange t-shirt with a slogan on the front, and the other guards laugh. The blocks of hashish are removed from Billy as his possessions are systematically destroyed.
Sim? Name?
William Hayes.
William?
Hayes.
Hayes. Hayes. American?
That's right. Yes, American. United States.
American.
An official sits down behind a desk and studies, then smells the half-unwrapped hashish. Perspiring, Billy looks anxious as the guards destroy everything he has.
Name?
Oh, William Hayes.
Thank you.
Hayes. H-A-Y-E-S.
Gel bakalım fotoğrafçı bey. Şu Amerikalı'nın fotoğrafını güzelce ne bir çekiver. Hadi yürü yürü yürü. Kalk kalk kalk, hazır ol, hazır ol. Bana afal afal ne bakıyorsunuz ulan? Hoş geldin Amerikalı tıfıl, hoş geldin. Ulan herifle beraber resim çekeceğiz. Esar'ı eline verin şöyle bakalım. Abi, şöyle güzel abi, bir resim dur, çekeceğiz.
Dur, öyle bak.
Çabuk dur, çık ulan herif. Ben senin kumandanıyım ulan. Ben senin kumandanıyım ulan.
Etrafına, karşı etrafına. Amuklar seyiriyor.
Sırıtma ulan. Fotoğrafçıya bak ver. Sırıtma. Sıçmayayım suratına.
They pose for a photo with Billy and the drugs.
Çok güzel fotoğraf. Çok güzel fotoğraf. Çok güzel fotoğraf.
Billy pulls off one of his cowboy boots and tips out a block of hashish.
Vay serseri herifler vay.
Nereden buldun?
Vay sallak herifler vay. Ulan daha biraz evvel bana Amerikalı arama tarama yaptığınızı söylemediniz ulan. Ulan şimdi herif potlarının içinde nesler çıkarıyor ulan.
Baba baba
ulan herif kimasa oldu bu da. Vay sen.
Billy watches on in amazement as the guards are reprimanded. The officers are slapped around the face. Billy watches with dismay. Later, Billy is stood naked in the holding room with his hands clasped behind his head. One of the guards glares at Billy and takes a sip of drink. Billy anxiously glances at the other two officials in the room, sat smoking and watching him.
Hoş geldiniz beyefendi. Aradığımız Amerikalı bu.
Howdy, Billy. How you doing, okay? I think these gentlemen have finished for the time being. If you'd like to put your clothes on.
The tall, blonde-haired man hands Billy his trousers and he gets dressed. A portly official puts two cubes of sugar in his tea and stirs it. Fiddling with a string of beads, he glowers at Billy sat opposite him in his small, dimly lit office.
Korkuyor musun Billy?
The officer wants to know if you're afraid, Billy.
No, I'm not afraid.
Korkmaya lüzum yok. Eğer bizim için çalışırsan, yarın tiyare alacaksın, Nef gör gideceksin. Tamam mı?
The officer said there's nothing to be afraid of. Cooperate, you'll be on the plane home.
Yes.